Good Jobs for PA, an update to the Do Not Call list, and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month on this PA House podcast with State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. I'm Chuck Nichols. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week we'd like to begin by talking about job initiatives, good jobs for people in Pennsylvania. Talk to us about what is going on here legislatively. What are we trying to achieve and how are we getting this done?
Well, to better ensure students' career success, the House voted unanimously last week to approve a bill making comprehensive improvements to the state's career and technical education system. House Bill 265 would enhance job training and workforce development while also providing high school and college students with access to information regarding the transfer policies of other educational institutions, with the goal being to save them time and money. The legislation would also simplify the process for schools to establish vocational courses, create a schools-to-work program to develop employment and training pathways, require guidelines for the application of STEM course credits, require the Department of Education to outline the state's workforce needs, including training opportunities and future earning potential, and allow representatives from community colleges and CTE schools equal access to meet with students during career and college fairs. The bill is now awaiting the governor's signature to become law.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is one of those most annoying things, and that is getting a robocall or a call from a business at a time that is inconvenient, especially on your cell phone. Talk to us about what we're doing about the Do Not Call registry and trying to deal with this problem.
Absolutely. Legislation to improve and strengthen Pennsylvania's Do Not Call list is awaiting the governor's signature to become law. House Bill 318 amends the 1996 Telemarketer Registration Act by removing the renewal requirement and providing residents with the ability to register their phone numbers on the Pennsylvania Do Not Call list permanently. Currently, phone numbers must be re-registered every 5 years, so this does away with that annoying inconvenience. The bill also aims to reduce telemarketing calls by banning the calls on legal holidays. Computerized autodialers or robocalls would be required to give residents an opt-out option at the beginning of the call as well. The measure also allows businesses to register their numbers on the state's Do Not Call list. For more information or to register your phone number, you can visit the Attorney General's website at attorneygeneral.gov, again, attorneygeneral.gov, and look into the Protect Yourself pull-down menu.
And finally, Representative, if most people aren't aware of it already, the pink is out. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Talk to us about what's going on here and why it's most important for people to be aware and know what to do in case of breast cancer.
Sure. To honor those who have fought breast cancer or are fighting it now, the fountain at the Pennsylvania State Capitol's East Wing was dyed pink on Tuesday for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The pink fountain is also a reminder to all women of the importance of mammograms and early detection. Every day, 37 women are diagnosed with breast cancer in Pennsylvania. In 2019, it is estimated that there will be more than 12,000 women diagnosed with the disease. The American Cancer Society estimates nearly 2,000 patients will die from it as well. The Department of Health is also highlighting the Pennsylvania Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program, which is a free early detection program funded through a grant from the Centers for Disease Control. To learn more about the program and eligibility, visit the Pennsylvania Department of Health website at health.pa.gov. Again, that's health.pa.gov.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another PA House podcast with State Representative Ryan McKenzie.